Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're listening to this podcast. My name is Pastor Edu Kamiowe with the Word of God. If you have a Bible, turn with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verse number 3. The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 11, verse number 3. Now read for the King James Version of the Scriptures. And he said unto him, Art thou he that should come? Or do we look for another? Hallelujah. These were the words of John the Baptist when he sent two of his disciples with this word. And he said unto him, Art thou he that should come? Or do we look for another? Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 11, verse number 3. I have started today's sermon as Art thou he that should come? Art thou he that should come? Hallelujah. The miracles of Jesus Christ got to a crescendo, and John the Baptist, then in prison, sent two of his disciples to inquire from Jesus whether he is the one to come or the people of Israel should look for another. Hallelujah. Jesus was aware of John the Baptist's imprisonment. Of course, he was aware of that. He knew what led to the imprisonment of John the Baptist. But he never thought of going to get him out of the prison. Rather, he focused on his ministry. In fact, under normal circumstance, if John the Baptist happened to be in prison because of his ministry, because of what he preached, Jesus Christ's wisdom and his kingly character has what it takes to go and at least visit him and even assist in his release from imprisonment. But he did not do that. He rather focused on his ministry. Hallelujah. So after John Baptist hearing of Jesus Christ's miracles, healing the sick, the blind, the deaf, performing miracles, changing water into wine, healing the blind, this compelled John the Baptist to send two of his disciples to go and inquire from Jesus Christ whether he is the one to come or they should look for another one, another person. Hallelujah. Now, why did John the Baptist send to inquire from Jesus whether he is the one to come? I mean, this is something that you have to dive into. Why did John the Baptist send inquiries to ascertain whether Jesus Christ is the one to come or to look for another one? The main reason one is that John was the forerunner. In fact, John the Baptist was the forerunner. He came to prepare the way for Jesus Christ's ministry. Hallelujah. In accounts in Matthew chapter 11, verse number 10, the gospel according to Matthew chapter 11, verse number 10, from the King James, For this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. Hallelujah. So John the Baptist happened to be the forerunner of Jesus Christ. He came to prepare the grounds for Jesus Christ's evangelistic ministry. He came to prepare the grounds for Christ's ministry. So when Jesus Christ came into ministry, the grounds were already prepared. Hallelujah. There's something we need to know, that John the Baptist was a forerunner of Jesus Christ. That is the main reason why John sent inquiries to ascertain whether he is the one to come or they should look for another person. So the reason why John the Baptist sent to inquire from Jesus whether he is the one to come is that John was the forerunner of Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 11, verse number 10. For this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. Hallelujah. Another reason why John the Baptist sent to inquire from Jesus was that of the works of Jesus. He heard what Jesus Christ was doing when he was in prison. So Matthew chapter 11, verse number 2. Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of the disciples. Hallelujah. He heard what Jesus Christ was doing. Healing the sick. The blind received sight. The deaf was able to hear. The dumb was able to speak. So all the works of Jesus Christ, John sent people to go and inquire from Jesus whether he is the one to come or they should look for another. Hallelujah. Another reason why John sent inquiries from Jesus whether he is the one to come is that it was a prophecy fulfilled. A prophecy fulfilled. In Matthew 11, verse number 10, the Bible reads this way: "For this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, who shall prepare thy way before thee." In Matthew chapter 3, verse number 3, "For it is written, For this is that was spoken, of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight." Hallelujah. The reason why John sent inquiries to inquire from Jesus Christ whether he's the one to come is that it was a prophecy fulfilled. Matthew chapter 3, verse number 3. "For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight." Hallelujah. The last reason why John the Baptist sent inquiries to Jesus was that, in fact, John baptized Jesus Christ. So they wanted to be sure whether the one that he baptized is the one to come or he should look for another person. So Matthew chapter 3, verse number 13. "Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him." Hallelujah. So in the course according to Matthew chapter 3, verse number 13, "Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him." Hallelujah. So the reason why John sent to inquire from Jesus was that John was the forerunner of Jesus Christ. He prepared the way. He paved the way for Christ's ministry. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 11, verse number 10. "For this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, who shall prepare thy way before thee." Hallelujah. Another reason why John sent inquiries to Jesus to inquire from him was that he heard the works of Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 11, verse number 2. "Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two disciples," Another reason why John sent inquiries to Jesus Christ was a prophecy being fulfilled in Matthew chapter 11, verse number 10. "For this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee." And in Matthew chapter 3, verse number 3, "For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, The voice of one saying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight." The last reason why John sent inquiries to Jesus Christ to inquire from him was that John himself baptized Jesus Christ. He wanted to ascertain whether Christ was the one that he baptized actually, or he should look for another person to come for him to be baptized. Matthew chapter 3, verse number 13. "Then came Jesus Christ from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized." Hallelujah. So the miracle of Jesus Christ got to a crescendo that compelled John the Baptist, then in prison, to send 12 disciples to go and inquire from Jesus Christ whether he is the one to come or they should look for another. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, let's see some of the significance of the coming of Jesus. One, it brought about healing. The coming of Christ brought about healing. Hallelujah. In Matthew 11, verse number 4, Jesus answered and said unto them, go and show John again these things which ye do hear and see. That's Matthew 11, verse number 4. Jesus answered and said unto him, go and show John again those things which ye do hear and see. Matthew chapter 11, verse number 5. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, and the dead hear. And the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. Hallelujah. This was one of the significance of the coming of Jesus Christ. And that compelled John the Baptist to inquire whether he was actually the one to come or they should look for another. One of the significance of Jesus Christ coming, that he brought us healing. Hallelujah. Matthew 11 verse 4, Jesus answered and said unto them, go and show John again those things which ye do hear and see. Matthew 11 verse 5, the blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, and the dead hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. Hallelujah. And that's another significance of Jesus Christ coming, was that he came to give us life. John chapter 10, verse number 10. The thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. John chapter 10, verse number 10 for the King James. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. That was one of the significance of Jesus Christ coming. And that significance of Jesus Christ coming is to give us salvation in Luke chapter 1, verse 77. Luke chapter 1, verse 77. To give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins. Hallelujah. Christ came to give us salvation. Luke chapter 1, verse number 77. To give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins. Hallelujah. Another significance of Christ coming was to save the lost. Let's turn the Bible to the book of Matthew chapter 18, verse number 11. For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. Hallelujah. We were lost when we were in the world. We were lost when we didn't know Christ. So Christ came down. For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. Hallelujah. Another significance of Jesus Christ coming is for redemption, to redeem us from redemption. Romans chapter 3, verse number 24. Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 3, verse number 24. Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So the significance of Jesus Christ coming was, one was healing. Matthew chapter 11, verse number 4. Jesus answered and said unto them, go and show John again those things which ye do hear and see. Matthew chapter 11, verse number 5. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the dead hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And that's the difference of Christ coming, was to give us life. John 10, verse 10. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. Another significance of Christ's coming is to give us salvation. Luke chapter 1 verse number 77. To give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins. One of the significance of Jesus Christ coming was to save the lost. Matthew chapter 18 verse number 11. For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. And finally, one of the significance of Jesus Christ coming is to give us, is to redeem us. Romans chapter 3 verse number 24. Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We need not to look for another Savior. Jesus came to save you and I, and we must be grateful to his death on the cross. Hallelujah. Let's go back to our foundation text as a way of closing remarks. Matthew chapter 11, verse number 3 from the King James. And said unto him, art thou he that shall come, or do we look for another? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This podcast can be heard on the following media platforms: Apple Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Overcast, Google Podcasts, Anchor, Breaker, Public Radio, and Spotify. For those with Spotify in their country or region, and remember to subscribe to my podcast so that whenever I post it, you will receive them. May God help you and bless you and keep you sanctified. This Pastor Edo come your way this morning with this podcast. Amen.